Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading chapter 8, Margalila, 275. Sarvabhuteshu yapashed. 275. What do you got? No, that's mystery. Who gave it last week? What verses did he have? She said, so that it ended up that I believe. If you look at the new list, that's it. Sarabhuteshu yapashe Bhagavada bhavam atmanaha Bhutani bhagavat yatman Esha Bhagavatottama Sarvabhuteshu yapasya Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanaha Bhutanya Bhagavat Yatman Esha Bhagavatottama. Sarvabhuteshu, in all objects, matter, spirit, and combinations of matter and spirit. Yeah? Anyone who pashyat sees Bhagavat Bhavam, the ability to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Atmana, of the Supreme Spirit Soul or the Transcendence, beyond the material conception of life. Bhutani, all beings, Bhagavati, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atman, the basic principle of all existence. Esha, this Bhagavata Uttama, a person advanced in devotional service. Translation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, a person advanced in devotional service sees everything, within everything, the soul of all of souls, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he always sees the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of all causes and understands that all things are situated in him. But we're doing 276. This might be tricky. Vanalatastarava Atmani Vishnu. Vanalatastarava Atmani Vishnu. Janjayantya Iva Pushpapalaja. Pranata Bharavita Pamadudara. Prema Vishta Tanavo Vavashuhu Smaha. Prema Vishta Tanavo Vavashuhu Smaha. Pranalatas Tarava Atmani Vishnu. Ganjayantya Iva Pushpavalaja. Pranatta Bhara Mita Pamadudara. Vema Hishta Tanavo Vavashu Husma. Okay, I'll just read the translation. The plants, creepers, and trees were full of fruits and flowers due to ecstatic love of Krishna. Indeed, being so full, they were bowing down. They were inspired by such deep love for Krishna that they were constantly pouring showers of honey. In this way, the gopis saw all the forests of Vrindavan. Purport. This verse, 10:35:9, is one of the songs the gopis sang during Krishna's absence. In Krishna's absence, the gopis were always absorbed in thought of him. Similarly, the Bhagavata, advanced devotee, sees everything as potentially serving the Lord. Srila Rupa Goswami recommends Papanchikataya buddhiha hari sambandhi bhashtuna amokshumhi parityago vairagyam phalgu kapyate. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1:2:126. I looked it up, I didn't see it there, but it was at least not under 1:2:126 in Banu's version. But anyway, it's somewhere in there. I just looked in the book. 1:2:1. Yeah, number's wrong. Of course it's there, but the number's different. You have it on your little gizmo? No. The advanced devotee does not see anything that is not connected with Krishna. Unlike the Mayavadi philosophers, a devotee does not see the material world as false. Rather, he sees everything in the material world connected to Krishna. A devotee knows how to utilize such things in the service of the Lord, and this is characteristic of the Mahabhagavata. The gopis saw the plants, creepers, and forest trees loaded with fruits and flowers and ready to serve Krishna. In this way, they immediately remembered their worship of the Lord Sri Krishna. They did not simply see plants, creepers, and trees the way a mundaner sees them. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Sharaka Chakshura Meritangena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnang Tapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mayam Dadati Savadam Tikam Vandeham Shri Garau Shri Ruttapadakamaram Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Sagujatam Sahagana Raganatam Tam Tam Sudivam Sadvaidam Savadutam Bhadijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Valika Shri Vishakam Tam Shah. Hey Krishna Karna Sindhau Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopikara Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskate Rata Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavane Shri Vishabhanu Sate Devi Panamami Hari Priyai Vancha Kalpa Rubyascha Kipa Sindhu Devata Patikanam Havane Jo Vaishnavi Jo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sarvudeshya pasyad bhagavad bhavamatmanaha bhutani bhagavatyatmanyesha bhagavatottama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, a person advanced in devotional service sees within everything the soul of all souls, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Consequently, he always sees the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of all causes and understands that all things are situated in Him. Now, the previous verse last week, I think he did it. Stavara jangama deki nadeki tadamorti. Savatra ho yuja deva sporti. This is a very famous verse. The verse itself is quoted in the purport. Probably quotes it in the purport. And it's actually a commentary on this verse. Just see the potency of Krishnadas Kaviraj, that his verse is more popular, not more popular, but at least more famous and quoted in the Bhagavatam verse. But nevertheless, it's catchy. Stavara jangama deki. That means things that are stavara are the things that stay still. Stay, stavara. It's easy to remember that. Sta. And jangama, they move. Jangama. Stavara jangama deki nadeki tarmurti. So what's being described is the position of the Uttama Bhakta. It says actually Uttama, Bhagava Uttama. Means the best of the Bhaktas. So the Bhagava Uttama, even from the very beginning of Prabhupada's mission, he was explaining this position, and he was acting as Uttama Bhakta. I mean, he was acting Madhyam, but he was acting Uttama whenever he so pleased. And Prabhupada explained that there are different Uttama Bhaktas. Some of them, they don't bother to preach either. But they're still Uttama Bhaktas. The type of Paramahansa, even Prabhupada gave the example of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's guru, Gaurakishoredas Babaji, that of course he was preaching, but not widely preaching. It's okay. Everything's good. Nothing's wrong. I knocked it off. He was not widely preaching, even when he had many things wrong, like he couldn't see properly. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they wanted to bring him to Calcutta. He did not want to go even to Calcutta. He said, that is the material world. I will not leave the Dham. He was situated nicely in the Dham. So, and also Prabhupada said that, let them all, I cannot preach, I have no potency, that all these rascals are simply going to hell. I have no power to prevent them, to stop them from going to hell. So sometimes the Uttama Bhakta exhibits, Uttama Bhakta cannot be put in any like cookie cutter. It's not that the Babajis are not great Bhaktas also, but Prabhupada was instructed. He said, but my Guru Maharaj instructed me to preach, and he was also preaching. So Prabhupada was coming, or else how he could come from Vrindavan, situated in Vrindavan, in Radha Damodar temple. But he was seeing that Sarvabhuteshu Yapashyed, this explain, advanced in devotional service, he sees within everything the soul of all souls. He's never disturbed in any way. This is explained many times. Even Isha Upanishad explained, Yastu Sarvani Bhutan Atmaiva Bhuti Janatat Tatrako Mahakashoka Ekat Vamana Pasita. There's two verses there. Sometimes they get jumbled. Yastu Sarvani, Yasmin Sarvani Bhutani. So that describes, Prabhupada explains in the purport to those verses, two purports. This is describing the Uttama Bhakta. This is the Upanishad verse. So many Upanishads, at least 108, but Prabhupada chose the Isha Upanishad to give, even before other books, the Uttama position is given there. Very nicely. Anupasyataha. one cannot become Uttama Bhakta unless he's Anupashyata, means, as it says in this verse, Yapasyed, he sees. How does he see? Anupashyata. He follows, he sees and he follows. He follows the authorities who have already seen the truth. As it says, Tadvidhi Panipatina Pariprashina Seda Upadakshanti Te Gyanam Gyanas Tata Darshana. The Tattva Darshis, Tattva Darshana means they see. They see Krishna everywhere. Stavara Jangama Deki. So the biggest example always is the gopis. That's why it's given in the next verse. Vanalatas Tarava Atmani Vishnu. And also interesting is a Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're not really, they worship Vishnu, but they're Ramya Kachi Rupasana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says they are the greatest worshippers of Krishna. Still it says here Vishnu, because Vishnu is included within Krishna. So there's no harm in calling that, using the word Vishnu. So they're seeing that the even the fruits and flowers are bowing down, and they're addressing, in separation, they're addressing the various trees, and where is Krishna? Where are the plants? Sometimes they're disgusted with them. They say, oh, you're just a male. You won't tell us anything. You have some discrimination. Therefore, you're not telling us where Krishna is. Similar, this is the Prema Vaichitra. Similar mood is there, this Divyan Mad, Bhavan Mad, with even the queens in Dwarka. There's 10 verses given in the last chapter, chapter 90 in the Bhagavatam. The queens, another time it's quoted also, these queens, how they're seeing that the Chakravaki birds, they're crying all night long. They're saying, you are crying for Krishna, because they were feeling separation from Krishna so much that they were hearing these birds singing in great separation also. And then again, when they saw the sea, they said, the ocean, you're churning ocean waves all night long, roaring and crying in separation of Krishna, just like us. And also they said, maybe crying also because they were seeing it as the ocean of milk, and within the ocean of milk, so many lanchana, so many adornments were there, like the things that decorate Vishnu. Therefore, they were saying the ocean is feeling separation from these adornments that have now decorated Vishnu. The Kaustubha jewel came out of the ocean of milk. Several things like that. And they were seeing even the rivers were now thin. Instead of being full, they were thin because they are also separated from Krishna. And the cuckoo bird, what is the word, the cuckoo bird? That this cuckoo bird was sounding just like the kokil, I think, was sounding just like the voice of Krishna. So they were feeling very pain. And the mountains, they saw that the mountains were also, not only they were feeling, but they're seeing that these so-called, we would see them as a river, ordinary person rather will see ordinary consciousness, a river, a moon. Who will think that the moon is separated from Krishna? But the moon, these queens in Dwarka, they're seeing that the moon is feeling great separation of Krishna, becoming very thin, perhaps has tuberculosis, some type of disease, like the rivers and the mountains. The mountain tops, they're seeing that these are like the kumkum that was smeared, that the mountain tops were actually embraced by Krishna, and the kumkum had smeared on their mountain tops, which were like great breasts. They were feeling like this separation. So this is the vision of these queens of Dwarka, so many ways, 10 different ways. And similarly, these gopis, these are examples given that not only they're feeling this great pain of separation, great, but they're seeing other living. So similarly, great devotees like Prabhupada, they're seeing that all these living entities are feeling this pain. Previously, we had the verses that Dukh, what is the verse? Jata Deki? No, not that. The one that Ramananda said, what is the greatest misery? That the greatest misery is feeling Viraha Vina Dukh Paratha. What is it? The word, not Paratha. That the greatest misery is separation. Krishna Bhakta Viraha Vina Nahi Dukh Upar. We don't see any higher, greatest pain but separation. So when Prabhupada was coming to the West, in the mood of these great devotees like Prahlad Maharaj, these Mahabhagavat, Parikit Maharaj. Parikit Maharaj, when after hearing Shukadev Goswami speaking the fifth canto, so many horrible hells that people will experience, he immediately said, Aduneha Mahabhaga, Yataiva Narakan Nara. He said, how can these, they're just going to suffer so much, how can they be saved? Right now you tell me, Aduneha Mahabhaga, Yataiva Narakan Nara. From this Narakan. How can they be saved from these hells? So that was his mood. Because he's great Vaishnav, Prabhupada said, great Vaishnav, Parikrama. He gave up everything. He went to the banks of the Ganga. He met Shukadev Goswami. What did he say there? Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu Gata. Dashatvalam Gayata Vishnu. You just speak of the pastimes of Krishna, Vishnu. Dashatvalam, let the snake bite me. Doesn't matter. Even Narad Muni, most people cannot follow, but Narad Muni is explaining in seventh canto, especially that the Vaishnav is the actual vision of the Vaishnav. Even if there's a snake in his house, or a mouse, it's one thing, but a snake. Even a snake, he says, he sees equally. Vidya Vinaya Sampane, Brahmane Gavihastane, Shuni Chaiva. Throughout Gita, this Uttama position is given also. Vidyavini Prabhupada said this is Uttama platform also. He's a pundit, but great pundit sees like this. Then you have somebody, Gavi, an elephant. Of course, we also say tiger. We don't embrace tiger. Tiger is there. Sometimes if you are a great devotee like that one devotee, Rasi Kananda, you could tame elephant, tiger, or mini Ketan Ram. So many devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, several, they could wrestle with the tigers and bears, and no problem. But also we cannot imitate that position. Slap to the tiger. Even Balabhadra, I was thinking, I used to have the painting hanging here, but that Jarikanda Forest painting, that Balabhadra Prabhupada said, he was very frightened. He saw a tiger on the path. They're walking. And Jarikanda and Lord Chaitanya is simply, Hare Krishna. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he was like thinking, oh, now we're finished. That's it. It's over. The tiger's there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the tiger was lying down. He just hit the tiger with his foot. And tiger began to dance. However, tiger sounds. Huh? Yeah. More of a roar, right? When the dog, Shivananda saying, he saw the dog. He was thinking the dog was a great devotee. He was giving extra money. They had conch shells, some kind of money then. Boatman said, no dog. Boatman was almost like a brahmana. I don't want a dog on my boat. Shivananda said, no, here, take extra money, three times, quadruple, I give you pay. Take the dog on the road. And he was feeding, cooking rice and giving the dog. Because that dog was traveling along. Maybe other devotees were thinking, Shivananda Singh is very advanced. Because even when the dog was lost, he sent so many men to look for the dog. He was thinking that dog is a great devotee. And it turned out it was completely absolutely fact. That dog was so advanced that although the dog was disappeared, when they came to Puri, the dog had gone ahead on his own. And when they came, they all paid dandabas to Mahaprabhu. I did that painting so I can remember the best. Or else I would forget it. And he was throwing green coconut. Green means white, like nice soft coconut, to the dog. And everyone was astounded. There's the dog. This dog came to Lord Chaitanya on his own. He didn't need Shivananda Sen or anybody. And he threw the coconut, and the dog was chanting also. We don't know really what he said. So this is the vision of the pure devotees, the Uttama Bhaktas, Sarva Bhuteshu Chatmanam. And in this important verse is quoted in the purport. Prapanchakataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastuna. Se sambandha nahi ja. Huh? Pritta janma gelo ta. This Narottam Das famous song probably gives a long, nice purport. Way back in the 69, 68, he gave this purport. Exclaiming, describing how if we don't have sambandha, hari sambandhi vastuna, especially with Nityananda, we cannot get directly, but we go through our gurus, our acharya system. Anupasthiti. Anu means following. We get that, say sambandha, then britta janma. Your whole life is britta, useless. You didn't get any relation with Nityananda, then sorry, buddy. Try again next time. So this mamukshubi means parityago. Those who are mukshubi, they're my bodies, especially meant for them, impersonalists. They're trying for mukti. Mukshubi means they want liberation. But what is that liberation they cannot get? Because their liberation is just like Prabhupada said, there was one famous so-called guru, if you give him some money, put his hand behind his back. Cannot utilize, they don't know how to utilize. So the great genius, Prabhupada is such a great genius, even if you have no realization or little realization, you can see how he could engage every single thing. This is the vision of this Uttama Bhakta. So fortunately we have examples like this, like Prabhupada, that how he's engaging everything. As soon as someone comes in, any bum, and Prabhupada was giving them great credit, even the bums. They were lying outside Prabhupada's Bowery loft when he came out. So most people, I used to go to Bowery. Now they've cleaned up Bowery, but I used to see Bowery when I was a kid all the time, even after a kid. But you know, even I was a dirty hippie, but we didn't like to go on Bowery too much. Some friends were there. But. And the Bowery bump, sometimes in the winter they die right in front of your place. They used to die there, and they urinating, vomiting, and disgusting. But Prabhupada said, but they were showing me big, great respect. They could understand that I am a gentleman, a sadhu. So Prabhupada was saying it very humbly, but actually they did understand, yes. He's this person, even though they're in their stupor, Prabhupada gave them as an example. He would see them as also servitors, that if they drank their wine, Prabhupada said, these bums, what do you call bums? You say, what do you call bums? They come out, or somebody stopped at the street light, they come out and they wash your windshield, then they ask for some money, like 25 cents, so they can continue drinking their wine. But even if they think, apsoham, rasom apsokantya, because rasa can be also any liquid besides water. Of course, we know rasa means rasa dance. Rasa amrita. It goes all the way up from wine, all the way up to, but you can say, Prabhupada said, so even if they think, yes, the taste of wine is Krishna, then they'll make great advancement. And Prabhupada was seeing them as making advancement. And by their association with Prabhupada, this some little sambandha, then they made some advancement, undoubtedly. If not now, then in some future they will get. Probably even stumbling over them or them moving, and they did some service like that. Agatha Secretis. So this will gradually purify their existence. The advanced devotee does not see anything not connected with Krishna. Unlike Mayavadi philosophers, the devotee does not see the material world as false. Rather, he sees everything in the material world connected to Krishna. So these are two verses. Prabhupada instructed us to write these verses on the gate of, because the Srila Bhakti Siddhanta also had this system that this verse, and the anasakta shivishayan yutaharam upayanjita nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagya muchate. This is the motto of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Rupa Goswami has given it. It's his motto. Perhaps Rupa Goswami was not traveling all around preaching, but he was obsessed with delivering the fallen souls, after all. Just like Radharani is thinking, this person is greater than me. So he's representing like that the mood of Radharani. Radharani's seeing all these persons have some eternal relation with me. They should come back. So the acharyas, they represent Radharani. They try to reclaim everyone. When the Sankirtan devotees, they asked Prabhupada if this was in the mood of Radharani and the gopis to go out and do books, and yes, he was seeing it like that. Because you are trying to give sambandha to all these conditioned souls. Because they have some relation, Krishna Prem, Sadhya Kabunoi, it's there somewhere covered. It has to be watered. Shravan Kirtan Jali. So the watering, the Shravan, they may not hear the Harinam, it's nice, but if they get a book, then they'll have Shravan, they'll hear it. So Prabhupada was always in this mood of Sarvabhuteshu Chatmanam Tatona Vijagupsate Adveshta. Tatona Vijagupsate means he doesn't have any enmity to anybody. This is qualification of even reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Nirmanam, Nimatsaranam Satam, Vajam Vastavam Aptra Vastu Shivadam. Vastu means substance. There's some substance. Shivadam. All auspicious. So the Mayavadis, they don't get it. The Mamukshabi, they're simply after some sitting in Himalayas. What does Bhakti Siddhanta say? Hari Sambandhi, Nahi Ganda. He has one song. To me, Kishira Vaishnav. Long song, Prabhupada sang the whole song. Nirjanata. Nirjanata Gari, there's so many verses, but the one that says, Nahi Ganda. Hari Sambandha Nahi Ganda. One who doesn't have a scent, well, the Vaishnav doesn't have a scent of attraction to this material world, but those who are the Mumukshabis, they're rejecting. So in the mood of Raghunath Das, Bhakti Santa says that this is Chandali. This is like the Chandala woman who is like a dog eater. One who rejects Hari Sambandha, there's no relation. Even if he's a Mumukshabi, he's working uselessly, and Bhakti Siddhanta certifies that. And even if you want to go off on your own chanting, he said this is just like pouring the urine of a donkey, an ass, on yourself. Don't go off and do this. And speaking all, so Bhakti Siddhanta embellishes this, so many verses, 20-something verses. I'm sure Prana can quote some more. Nirjanira Gare, he says, what is it? Like the stool of the hog? What's the one that says the stool of the hog? Pratishtaratari Nirjanira Gare, Harinam. Anyway, he says, he has to do the whole song. I just want the stool of the hog. Sukarira Bhishta, that's it. Sukarira Bhishta. The suka is a hog. Suka would have been the stool of a hog. So your desire to go off on your own. See, this is condemned. Although we have great acharyas, great gurus have done it, but Bhakti Siddhanta sees that this is simply imitation. They are not on the level of Gorgashore Das Babaji. or any of our great acharyas, but they're simply imitators, imitationists. Imitationists, the coined expression. So this is compared to the sukra, going off on your own. Prahlad Maharaj also condemns it. Prayena, what is it? Going off to the Himalayas, maunam charanti vijane, na parat anishta. He said, I don't want to go off to the Himalayas high in the mountains or in the forest. Deva manyo savimukti kama. Savimukti kama means your own. What is Sanatana Goswami says in his wonderful, he has so many verses about the holy name. One of them he says, this is, even if you like to chant on your own, but you don't do the Harinam, just to do japa is not such a great thing. Because when you do the Harinam loudly, kirtan, sankirtan moves on, param vijayati sankirtanam, then Sanatana Goswami says, mukyo vagindare tasya udaya paraharshada. This gives pleasure to all living entities. Para means all other living entities. So this is the real Uttama Bhakti. We're being given or force-fed it. Prabhupada said, okay, go out. Never mind, chant 64 rounds. Go out, do Harinam, chant 16 rounds. So if we're not going out in Harinam, we should be chanting, hearing, studying, somehow or other, thinking every moment. Manasa deha geha yokichuma. Bhakti no Thakura. Here's his songs. He gives you so many hints. The sakala prapancha jai. Here the prapancha refers to the five pancha material elements. Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, prasada seva korite hoy, sakala prapancha jai. These five elements are conquered just by taking prasad. Just by taking prasad. Sakala prapancha jai. Jai means to conquer. Conquer over this material world. Not that we take prasad all day long. But, and that's not the only thing mentioned. He also says, jajina grihe. Goloka bhai, he sees his own house has become Goloka. If we see that our house is Goloka, then we can also claim that our prasad is very potent in that house. Suda bhakata charana renu. What is it? Suda bhakata charana renu. The first line, Suda bhakata charana renu. Bhajana anukul. This is a favorable service. And madanga bhaja shunite hoy, when he hears the madanga. So if we're not hearing madanga, we're not chanting, we're not taking the charanamrita, seeing the deities, jugala morti dekia. When I see the deities, so I have to see the deities, otherwise the eyes are just like peacock feather. We don't go to the temple just like legs, like tree trunks. Our heart like steel. We don't chant the holy name. So all of our teachings are given by these Asha Bhagavato Tamas, great, great devotees. All we have to do is hear it. We don't have to do it, anything. But without that, the mumukshis, they don't have that relation. Vairagyam Falgu. Falgu means it's false, like Falgu Baba. Bhakti Chiru had a movie. He took that Bishikeshain character and turned him into father. It's pretty funny. All the kids like to watch it. And he gave him the name. Yeah, that in his movie. But he kind of changed everything because, you know, he brought him up to date with Bhakti Siddhanta. Bhakti Vinod was there also. Kalyapani, he was also the viceroy or the governor of Bengal. He's actually the governor of Bengal. Sitting right here. Were you the governor? Were you? Vice governor of Bengal, and no one gives him any respect. So this Falgu Baba, this is false. Falgu River means, you don't know, is it sand? It's like quicksand almost. Sometimes even Jalungi is like that. I remember at least in the old days, you walk in, it's practically like quicksand. You can go in. Quicksand is not good, but still, you don't know if it's not solid. So this is Falgun. This type of vairagya, this detached, not really detachment. Tachadadana munio gyana vairagya yuktaya pasyanti atmani chatmanam. What is the last line? Pasyant, huh? Huh? Ah, bhakta sutra gahitaya. In order to get to the point of actual vairagya, this is what Sutta Goswami is speaking. Then one has to have full enthusiasm, satchadana munyo gyana vairagya, and have full gyan. How does he get it? He has to be immersed in this bhakta sutra gahitaya. Not just some shruti, but he has to have bhakti and hear the shastras and accept them. And then he can attain actual vairagya. So all the shastras have little links. They're all saying pretty much the same thing. Follow strictly anupashataha of all our acharyas. They have already seen the truth. Bhakta Sutra, they have already accepted the shastras. Shruti Smriti Puranadi. I can't take a hari bhakti upataya. Otherwise, without accepting the shastra, shruti, smriti, puranadi, huh? Pancha hachi, vidin vina. Without that, but we don't have to become big pandit and learn Sanskrit. It's all so much all here. And so, just like the child. He doesn't know. He's in his father. He's completely dependent. We're dependent on our acharyas. They're giving us these. On our own, we would. Nana shastra vicharanaika nipano siddharma. They have already established siddharma. You don't have to go and do it again. Bhakti Vinod was very amused. There was some bodhini, some group had formed during his time. He wrote about it in one paragraph, introduction. Recently, he said this, some bodhini has formed, and they want to extract the six Goswamis, all literature, and give the essence. So Bhaktivinoda was practically laughing out loud, but he was saying, this is quite foolish when Okarshita Krishna's Kaviraj and all our acharyas have already done this. It's nice that they are interested in six Goswamis, but they have taken them. They have already taken it. Sharam, sharam, the cream, churned it. Sukadeva has churned it. He's given Bhagavatam, six Goswamis, Krishna's Kaviraj. So they want to go around Krishna's Kaviraj. Bhakti Thakur was like perplexed. Probably. I'm sure they failed. So this will always be a failure. So we have to see Gana Chakshu Shah, Shastra Chakshu, seeing Chakru Dandilo Ye Janme Janme Prabhu. Even if life after life, janme janme means life after life, we say the guru, spiritual master, Chakudan, he is giving the spiritual vision. Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena, shanta sadaiva, always. Those who are santas, who wear red suits and have white beards, santas, saints, then they always sadaiva, shanta sadaiva. What is it? Hrideyeshu valokayanti. They see, because their eyes are smeared with the salve of love. That this love is not attained very easily. Tatra lolyam, mulyamekalam. It takes great greed. Janmakoti sukritayana labhyate. Even if you do millions of lifetimes of so-called pious activity, you may not get it. Or you may get it immediately. If you take the holy name like Ajamil did, then it's explained you can get it immediately. Sadhya Hidyas Apana Samsutin Goram Yanama Vishogranam Tatak Sadhya. What's the last word? Tatak Sadhya Vimucheta. One gets this Vimucheta, this so-called liberation, immediately by sadhya. Sadhya hidya rujate chikitibi shushushubis takshana. He gets it immediately by understanding Bhagavatam, taking the holy name. Okay, so time's up. Any conversation?
What is the speciality of pig dung?
Of what? Speciality of?
Jarera pratista sukarera vista.
Oh, hog stool?
Yeah, what is the speciality? I mean, I heard a little bit about
it. It's not very good.
But what about the goat dung or other animals?
Well, hog. Hog is... He has so many colorful things. Raghunath Goswami has donkey of urine and a chandala, the outcast,
I'm still
prostitute.
Asking that question, why donkey urine? Why not other animals? Why donkey urine?
The donkey is also Svavidarahoshtra Karai. They're all there. Dog, Svavid, Varahostra, the village-eating, hog-eating, stool-eating, they eat stool directly. Dogs also, but hog really eats stool. So whatever he ingests, a lot of stool, he's passing. It's worse than ordinary stool. His graduation of stool. But that's given by Sukadeva, right? Svavid, Varahostra, Karai, Samstu, Tu, Parashakrishna. The hog, dogs, camels, and asses. Oh, asses, donkey. And the donkey is like the, what is that demon in the trees? Dainagasura, what does Dainagasura represent? Some obstacles. Huh? Cheating. Two things. There's a microphone. This is Harisambandhi Vastuna. You use things. Microphones.
Those who are the Dainagasura never ate the tal fruit and he never allowed anybody to eat
it. He never even ate it himself.
That's why he's ass. Like,
yeah.
He did not.
So there's your answer, this one. I don't know. I think it's explained here. Ramanya knows.
No, I wanted to ask you maybe a technical question. The difference between Mahabhagavata and the Mahayans. You know, like Prabhupada and Janina.
The Mahajans are Mahabhagavatas.
Same word. Okay.
And then Prabhupada explains it in Bhakti Siddhanta explained long explanation about Mahajan and Chaitanya Mita. Yeah. I think in Madhyalila, of course. That some people accept any rascal of Bollywood as Mahajan. Means great person. But there are actually Mahajans. And real Mahajan is also Rupa Goswami. It's not restricted, but the classic Mahajan, Jaina Gata, there are 12 given in Bhagavatam.
It's like when Prabhupada...
Sambhu, what does it start? Swayambhur, Narada, Sambhu, those 12 are given, but that doesn't mean it's restricted.
Okay. It was like when Prabhupada gave the lecture in Geneva, right after he formed the GBC body, the first GBC body in ISKCON. You know, in Geneva, he said, just like Lord Krishna has his 12 GBCs, we also have our 12 GBCs, you know. That's a lecture.
Nityananda Mahajan. Nityananda Mahajan. Shatavan, Shatavan. So that means Nityananda is not Mahajan. He's not one of the 12.
So these 12 Mahajans are great. And we should follow these 12 Mahajans.
He's got the mic, don't worry.
So then, from the audience, rich man, he says, but Maharaj, you are number 13 Mahajan. There's 12, now you are 13. And Prabhupada said, yes, and you will be 14.
Just like Prabhupada was in his quarters, and it was finished in Bam Juhu, right? Everything was not finished, but quarters were finished. So he invited Mr. Seti, very nice man. So he said, Seti, you like these quarters? He said, very nice, Prabhupada, very nice. They are very nice. Marble, nice things. He said, and they talked about the quarters, how nice. Then he said, Seti, if you take sannyas, you can have these quarters. Yes, he was thinking Seti had potential. He, you know, Prabhupada was seeing that he would give you, I would give you these quarters if you take sannyas. Of course, he didn't take it. Anything else?
Yeah, there are many people who listen to the class but are not present. They can only hear through the microphones, and if You don't hear, hold the microphone really close to your mouth. It's very frustrating. You can't,
that one, yeah.
You miss the question, you get the answer, and you can't put two and two together.
He's a little weak. Bhakti Sandra said our men are weak. He told that Subhas Chandra Bose, don't put your glance on our Gaudiya Math men. They are very weak. They cannot fight in the war. So he is one of those. Mm. Cannot hold properly.
I just had two quick comments. One is, I think Prabhupada used to call them alcoholic bumpers. Alcoholic bumper.
The bums who...
Say, what do they call this? Alcoholic bumper?
Bumper who goes to the car and they would clean the car windows.
On snakes, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, when you see a snake and you feel no fear whatsoever, then you can call yourself a Vaishnava.
Well, that one devotee was there and he was afraid of snake or something. Kaliba.
Advaita.
Was he afraid of snake?
He was coming inside Vaishnava Dasa's kuti.
And there was snake.
So when he was coming, there was a lamp, was like a, what they call a...
Cobra.
No, moving lamp, you know, the little... So he saw a snake immediately disappear. And then he said, oh, Prabhu. In Santipur, there is no snake. But here in Nadia, so many snakes. And he's sitting there listening, but he's always looking. Any sound, anywhere, that snake, where did it go? So then Vaishnava Das very heavily spoke to him. He said, so long you have a fear of a snake, don't claim you are a Vaishnava.
That's like Haridas Thakur, the giant snake was in
no,
his
but
cave.
But that conclusion he gave, very nice. He said, even if you sleep on the bed with the snake, and if it is not sanctioned by Krishna, you will not be killed. Then he gave a positive. But we have a separation feeling, and that is the form of snake.
Yes. What is that? Sunayite Mahagoshtam. Raghunath Das was seeing even the Radhakun, and Govardhan is a big serpent, Jagala. And so snake is there. Bhakti Siddhanta had a snake killed. What is it? No, the Bhagavatam, Prahlad verse. That was the one. Brishchika, Sarpa Brishchika. Even the sadhu is happy. Mo deita sadhu rapi Brishchika Sarpa hatya. Mo deita means pleased. Even the sadhu is pleased if a snake is killed. So, you have either way.
They bite. Without any cause.
Also, there's so many verses also that you should preserve yourself. Don't just get bit by a snake, you know, give up your life. Hare, Hare Bol.